Hello and welcome again to this podcast from Jaime, myself, and online-cbt.com. So this podcast today, we're going to be discussing some mental health and sports. So I do I do quite a lot of work with this performance, and this is both for sports and for lay people. So people who practice sports and people who perform perhaps not that well in other areas of their life. So we're going to be discussing sort of in the context of sports and mental health rather than performance. I'm working in the people's performance and standards. So so keep an eye and keep an ear. Rather than an eye, Capania, and we will start discussing how mental health impacts in sports and performance, and what sort of I do or what you could do also as in to help yourself. So how this episode came about, I was reading upon sort of being more spoken about people, sports personalities especially, sort of thinking or talking about the mental health rather than a psychologist for performance. So sort of looking after the mental health rather than the improving their game or their sports. And it's sort of, I was thinking, every time I work with performance, call it sports, call it sexual, call it speeching, call it business performance, work performance, more often than not, the work doesn't really happen on about the skills to improve what activity you want to increase your performance or perform better. This seems because most of the times the people who are struggling with the performance, let's call it a sport performance, the underlying difficulty is with their mental health that is also occurring outside, or is a difficulty dealing with a situation that is happening now that may or may not be directly related to their sport or their performance, but it has an impact. Having spoken with various sports people, they always sort of mention they have like a coach, they have like a, sometimes a psychologist, they have like a performance type person, and time and time again it seems that they are working on something, but it doesn't really work. The performance is not, the difficulties is not with the performance. There's been more and more examples about people in sports sort of coming up and explaining that, they're humans, we are all humans, and they need to be sort of looking after their mental health. When we're thinking in performance in general, CBT does have a lot of research and anxiety, that's half a lot of trauma in performance. So things that I tend to use is CBT and also EMDR if there are sort of traumatic experiences or there is an element of needing to build some resources. So what I tend to do is sort of first, and what I would suggest anyone to do is to sort of read sort of reflect on where things started. Is there any particular situation that triggered? What is the sort of your overall weekly, daily, monthly mental health? Is there any worries? Is there any sort of anxieties that perhaps are completely unrelated to the sport or the actual situation? So sort of understanding if whether it is because you're getting nervous on the day or the nervousness or anxiety is elsewhere and sort of transfer. More often than not, there is a lot of people come across with performance difficulties that there is an element of trauma. And there's been traumatic events that sort of have impacted on their perhaps self-esteem, self-belief, and they're starting to doubt about themselves or they're starting to jump to conclusions and when they have some sort of thoughts, or they started to catastrophize situations. And what happens is it's not only on the situation that they can't perform, but this is extended to other areas of their life. And what we see is that once you start to understand all of that, what is around that is increasing your difficulties in your mental health, then you can figure out what you can start doing. For example, one of the examples I've come sometimes across is that there are some sports, and I'm sort of referring to sports because I've read the news on this particularly news. So some sports, they have a build-up, they have a lot of workouts, they have a lot of routines, and then when the event is closed, maybe a week before or like a couple of days before, or they sort of they have a pause, or they reduce the amount of workouts they do. And what happens is that sometimes people, as I was saying, sometimes people, what they do is then they have used sports and the routines sort of to manage the overall anxiety or the overall difficulties, or to push away or sort of shift away some of the worries. So what happens is when this is stopped, then everything is sort of resurface. One of the things I've used in the past is sort of when we identify this happening, then we have set a routine. So while they have been preparing for the sports, while they've been working out, while they've been building to the competition, they alongside have started to build up some other activities that they can continue doing when there is this break, so they can then manage their anxiety some way, especially if the anxiety is sort of anticipation to the event, and then sort of they're overthinking. And that could be one of the things that you can identify, and sort of that is helping you. So if your sport, your sort of activity you do, and the preparation for it helps you with your anxiety and sort of your mental health, then understandably, if you were to stop that for a while, then that would impact your mental health, because suddenly you're not looking after yourself. So that could be one area you can think of. All the times, more than often, and this happens the same with any other performance, there is an element of self-esteem, or sort of beliefs about yourself. And sometimes, not often, it's sort of traumatic events that have happened that sort of they transpire to other parts of your performance. So yeah, that's sort of things we can think in therapy. So there is a big element, a very important element of looking after your mental health, and therefore sometimes it's not seen as having an impact on your performance, but obviously it's now more spoken about. And also, it's an overall wanting to be, you know, feeling better about your well-being. Sort of, you're looking a lot after your physical health, you know, you're doing all the right things, but there is something that doesn't feel right, sort of it doesn't fit together. So from CBT, it's really practical, it's really sort of formulation means understanding. We come up with a picture, we understand what it's about you and what you want to get. And your goal may be perfectly, if you're an athlete, for example, maybe perfectly understandable that this, oh, I don't want to be any better, I'm really, really good about it, but I'm not feeling good about myself, I'm not feeling good about my game, I'm not feeling good, whatever I do, even if I do it at a great standard, I don't feel good about it, and therefore your performance then gets maybe impacted. So when we're thinking about this, things that I do in therapy and other people say do, we sort of do self-soothing, positive talk. I certainly use a lot of visualization, lot of imagination techniques. We work on sort of memory re-scripting or trauma work. We identify your values, we identify your goals, we then start planning to where, how you can take things forward. And we sort of, by sharing and learning together, we then you can get you to the best place you want to be, so you can be your best. I do a lot of work, and I do it all very privately and confidential, and I work with a lot of people, especially sports, and also people with sorts of sexual performance, and people that they are sort of high up in certain positions, that they want to make sure that everything is completely confidential. So I use encrypted emails, I use encrypted, my computer is encrypted. On the top of that, I follow all the data protections, and that is a very important thing for you to take into consideration before accessing therapy. Also, one of the things I do, I work all around the world. So wherever you are, whether you are at, you are out on tour, whether you are traveling, or whether you are relocating, online therapy or an online therapist are a perfect option for that. So you can access, we can arrange any calls, any sort of needing timings or anything, anytime when you need. However, having said that, most of the times I like to work to a time limited. Time limited as in whatever you need, whatever is needed for therapy, no more, no less. Sometimes that might take the shape of quite intense at the beginning, and then sort of less intense in the middle, and sort of less even intense towards the end. So we're sort of keeping on track on those things, and that's because we tend to do quite a lot of reviews on therapy. So another thing where we really focus on is in that sort of building the roadmap, the formulation of how, you know, what we may play a part on the difficulties you're experiencing, that whether it's performance, whether it's OCD, whether it's any other anxiety. And then one of the main things we do is sort of looking at the triggers, what is causing it. And then once we have that understanding, we start to put individualized interventions that meet your unique needs, that include your unique strengths, and that build on your personal values. And we work with, well, I work with everyone to their specific needs. How can you do that? So you can read on my blog, or you can listen on my podcast, how to set goals in therapy, and also about formulation. So those two things you can look through my website, which is online-cbt.com. Okay, so thank you for listening to today's podcast. If you have any questions, or you want to explain more in detail, you can then drop me an email on my website. So that would be to my therapy@online-cbt.com. If you want a related to podcast question, which may be sort of something you want us to talk about, is it podcast@online-cbt.com. Okay, so thank you very much for listening. I hope it's been helpful.